week's Torah reading of Bahalotcha, God pushes the Jewish people towards the land of Israel. The famous commentator Rashi explains that they traveled a distance of 3 days in 1 day. How did they move so fast? Shaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Lachnisam La'aretz Miyad. God wanted to hasten them to Israel. Now, how did the Jewish people respond to that? The people were complaining. It was evil in the ears of God. Rashi explains that they complained about the length and the pace of the trip. There wasn't a moment of rest. So while God acted for their benefit to bring them quickly to the land of Israel, they adopted a negative attitude. The commentator Chidushei Harim asks a simple question. He says, if God wanted to bring the Jewish people to Israel, why make the journey so arduous? God, it's your people. Make it easy for them. He answers with an iron rule in Jewish tradition. The land of Israel is acquired through suffering. He goes on to write, had the Jewish people accepted this lovingly, the pains they suffered on their fast-paced journey would have sufficed to let them inherit the land immediately. Instead, they complained, and God punished them. And 40 years later, their children, not them, entered the land of Israel. Instead of just interpreting those events in the desert as God's grace to hasten them to Israel, they adopted a negative attitude. In these very days too, events are literally unfolding before our eyes. You know, I don't like prophets of doom and I don't want to be perceived as one, but I am suggesting that rational analysis of current events dictates a shift in Jewish consciousness. Israel is the only safe haven in the world for the Jewish people. Don't get me wrong, America is not Nazi Germany. America's been the best place for the Jews in our whole diaspora. But if unprecedented numbers of mass mobs take to the streets, we may find them looting Jewish properties and, God forbid, worse. Even if the authorities genuinely want to protect Jewish property and lives, they may not be able to in the face of thousands of angry and destitute people roaming the streets. I know it sounds far-fetched, but already today, I'm watching the police on videos stand by helpless as rioters loot stores in the open on the major avenues of Manhattan. I'm certainly not a spokesman for the Almighty, but I am a loving brother of you, my dear brothers in the diaspora. Maybe, just maybe, the events today are a message from God to hasten His nation back to His land. This time, let's adopt a positive attitude. Calmly, but quickly, plan to move your family to safety here in Israel, and based from Israel, act to protect your assets. Family first, assets second. By lovingly accepting these trials and tribulations that we're going through in these days, we will merit to go from strength to strength and arrive in Israel with our backs upright. For more Israel National Torah, sign up to our email list at the link below. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El.